Christmas is a holiday of hope. As children, we wait all year for the chance to wish for whatever we want most. Frequently, these wishes take the form of toys, but often we ask for more profound gifts, such as a reunited family or the return of a loved one. Children possess a spiritual curiosity that is sometimes underestimated or overlooked in the Christmas hustle and bustle. Yet children ponder the mysteries of life and of faith that Christmas makes real. Later on, experiencing Christmas as parents allows us to reconnect with our own childhood sense of hope, reaffirm our faith, and recognize the power of love and family. For each of us, there are aspects of Christmas that remain magical throughout our lives. Looking back on my childhood, I can now see it was unusual, though it did not seem so at the time. One of my earliest Christmas memories comes from living in the White House. Every morning before I went to school, I would go into my father's room and talk to him as he was getting ready to go to the office. We spent most of the time discussing topics of interest to me, including my hamsters and parakeets or my cousins and their adventures. We often used to call my grandparents on the phone together. It wasn't like making a normal phone call. All I had to do was pick up the phone and tell the White House operator who we wanted to speak with, and she would get them on the line. Of course, my favorite person to call was Santa Claus. The fact that he had the same soft Southern accent common to many White House workers of the day escaped me completely. As I grew older, preparing for Christmas continued to be a special time of year, and traditions were important in our family. My mother had a special Christmas dress that she always wore on Christmas Eve, because her mother had done the same, and she taught us the carol that she and her sister used to sing, Carol, Carol, Children. My brother and I put on a little pageant every year until we outgrew our Mary and Joseph costumes, and my children did the same. Whether we were gluing sequins onto construction paper ornaments, sticking clothes into oranges until our thumbs hurt to make pomander balls, or bringing home a special art project from school, Christmas brought us the chance to think about the people who were special to us. For children who may feel powerless in an adult world, celebrating the birth of Christ affirms their sense of self. Making and giving gifts, collecting toys, or volunteering to help those less fortunate are meaningful and creative ways to experience the joy of loving others that can help shape our adult lives. In our family, with the exception of a few Christmas cookies, preparations tended to the literary rather than the culinary. My mother used to write Christmas poems for her mother, and my brother and I illustrated Bible verses, wrote poems, and decorated Christmas cards for her. She collected them in a special scrapbook or framed them just as her mother had done. My children have continued the tradition, and when I hang our multi-generational efforts around the house at Christmas time, they demonstrate the continuity of family life in a tangible and comforting way. Growing up in a Catholic family and attending Catholic school, the emphasis was on the religious aspects of Christmas, the birth of Jesus, the desire to be worthy of him, and the importance of faith in our lives. There was a tacit disapproval of the commercial aspects of Christmas, and a feeling that although we had been encouraged to ask Santa for presents, if we actually wanted anything, somehow we weren't being faithful to the true Christmas spirit of selfless giving. All somewhat contradictory. Our house was a last bastion of the Victorian era when a fresh orange was considered a special Christmas treat, and my mother was certainly alone in her view that walnuts were appropriate stocking stuffers. My brother and I were constantly pointing out that American society had moved beyond such homespun delights.